Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Dorothy Luzy said, "Perseverance and audacity generally win." Welcome, Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest who perseveres and is audacious. Today's Playmaker purchased her company 6 years after she became the first employee. With us today is a CEO who loves to play in the dirt and who doesn't mind getting slobbered on by her dogs. This great Playmaker is Heather Capps. Heather is founder, president, and CEO of HCK2 Partners. Heather leads HCK2 with more than 20 years of marketing and business management experience. She does it all from strategic brand positioning and encouraging a collaborative team culture to overseeing all of the day-to-day operations. She was the agency's first employee back in 1998 and purchased it in 2004 and has been growing the firm ever since. Now, HCK2 is a full-service marketing communications agency specializing in creative, interactive public relations and social media. Heather has a passion for building client relationships and creating new opportunities for continued growth through ongoing education and knowledge sharing. She believes and lives by her core values: growth, integrity, charity, and balance. We're going to talk about that. Heather, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you so much for having me today, Steve.
Well, I need to find out how you got here. So how did you go from Centennial, Colorado, to the University of Colorado in Denver, and become a part of Dallas, Texas?
So I'm born and raised in Colorado and went to the University of Colorado. And my ex-husband actually was offered a position here in Dallas. And it was kind of strange because everyone was like, "You're moving to Dallas, Texas from Colorado." And I was like, "Well, I don't appreciate my mother-in-law, so I'm going to take the leap." That's just the honest to God truth. So we moved to Dallas when my oldest daughter was 18 months at the time, and did not know a single solitary soul in all of Texas. No family, no friends. So it was really just taking a leap of faith. And I mean, who knew looking back that I was going to be a business owner in the Metroplex? It never even crossed my mind.
So if that wouldn't have happened, you would have stayed probably in Colorado.
I probably would have stayed in Colorado. I definitely still would have gone into the communications field. But I don't know that I would have. My path took me to being a CEO, and it's pretty interesting journey I've been on.
Now, would you have continued in the communication field because of your mother?
Probably so. You know, my father is in finance and my mom has always been in communications, and I think that really, like, what I do for a living now is this perfect blend of both of their areas of expertise. So, you know, in the morning I could be reviewing headlines and, you know, looking at brand strategy. In the afternoon I'm trying to balance a P&L and sign some checks and you know, look at the taxes. So it's kind of great that I can switch back and forth between my left and right brain.
Great skills for a CEO. But that wasn't your first job. Now, you love dogs. You love animals. We were talking before the show started. We'll probably talk a little bit more of it about it before we finish. But your first job was a nanny.
It was.
Why?
You know, I have always just really love children. And when I was in high school, we had a great opportunity to do an early development program that was somewhat of an internship in our high school. And so I worked at a daycare center in the summers. And there was just a really lovely family who they just knew that I adored their son and they were about to have another child. And so, yeah, so I ended up being a nanny for them. And then really my path, you know, into marketing communications actually started again when I was in high school, because the other job that I had was that I was the receptionist at a day spa. And you know, I started out as a receptionist, became the front desk manager, and then eventually was running operations and HR for the salon, because the owner, while she was an incredibly talented esthetician and hairstylist, paying taxes, keeping up with inventory was really not her area of expertise. And she saw that that was something that I was just really detail oriented and kind of had a head for finance. And so honestly, running a business in understanding kind of like the back end, back office of a business, that actually started when I was about 19 years old. And then, of course, I was in school studying communications. So I eventually took over all of the marketing and public relations for the spa as well. So
you were learning not only your craft, but you were also learning how to become a CEO without really realizing it back then.
Absolutely. And it's really interesting because, you know, obviously in the world of communications, you're dealing with a lot of different people. I mean, my incredibly talented team is made up of developers and writers and artists and PR professionals and social media professionals and all kinds of different personalities, all kinds of different communication styles. And then, of course, from a client perspective, I mean, all different walks of life, all kinds of different backgrounds. And working at this really large, it was an incredibly popular day spa in Colorado. I mean, the clientele that came in and then being surrounded by nail techs and estheticians and hairstylists. I mean, talk about at a very, very young age, learning how to read people and, you know, appreciating everyone's communication style. So believe it or not, I kind of attribute that to, you know, when I was 19 and 20 years old, really just learning about people and how to interact with them.
You were fortunate being able to put into practice what you were learning at the spa. But that spa also was a connection to what you do now. You knew that business. You had a side job formatting a presentation for a skincare company.
Correct.
Now, tell us what you did with that, because I believe you added something to that, and that moved you toward a company that was here in Dallas that has become HCK2. So tell us that story.
It is the craziest story in the world. It's always so fun to tell it. But yeah, I was the creative director at a company called DFW Design Works. And a woman came into our studio one day and she needed help with a presentation. And, you know, I could tell that she had taken on the task of putting together this presentation, but didn't necessarily have the skill set to do what it took. And I honestly, I just kind of felt bad for her. And, you know, obviously we had a pretty high hourly charge and I could tell she was having to pay for this out of her own pocket. So I told her I'd be more than happy to take this work home and that I would just, you know, kind of do it for her on the side and, you know, charge her like $50. So interestingly enough, I'm sitting there and, you know, there's this presentation and it's, you know, it's basically, I don't know exactly what it is, but I can tell it's like some kind of a pitch. And, you know, there was commentary in there around like packaging and spokespeople and things like that. And again, one of the very last things that I had done at the spa prior to moving to Dallas is that we were coming up with our own proprietary skincare line. So of course I was working with chemists and we were working on all of the packaging and all of the weights of the plastic and just all of these interesting things that I, you know, never thought I'd be using again. So as I'm sitting here and I'm working on this presentation, I just, again, I don't know what kind of overcame me, but I just put a couple of notes down in the margin and just added a little bit of flair, if you will, to the presentation. And I gave it back to this woman, and I think it was probably 48 hours later, my desk phone rings, and it's a gentleman, and he's like, "Who are you, and when can we meet?" And so, believe it or not, even though, of course, I informed many people, I had a rendezvous in the parking lot with a gentleman who I had never met. You know, I wasn't, I was certainly not enlightened as to what the Dallas marketing scene was at the time, because I had worked at a school beforehand. I was actually teaching, and then I got this job as a creative director. But, you know, so I meet this man, George Michael. And who knew that day that I got into his car that he was going to be, you know, my mentor and that he was going to change my life.
This sounds more like Deep Throat from the very beginning. So you went to work for him.
I went to work for him.
We're going to talk about how you became the CEO of this company in a moment. But what do you do? What does HCK2 do?
Yes. Well, HCK2 Partners is a full-service marketing communications firm. We really have four different divisions of the company. We have public relations, we have creative services, we have a full web design and development division, and then we also have a social media division. And then, of course, wrapped along with all of that, of course, is anything and everything related to just your digital presence. which kind of crosses across those divisions. We have 40 full-time employees, and we have the incredible pleasure of getting to work with startup companies and nonprofits up to the Fortune 500 sector.
And it looks like you have a good time and a lot of fun doing it.
Oh, absolutely. What's the point of coming to work if you're not having fun?
That's right. Well, you spoke with George Michael. It was Michael and Partners, I believe.
It was Michael, exactly.
You were the first employee.
I was.
So that rendezvous in the parking lot, you doubled the size of the business by joining him at that time.
We did, yes. That is correct.
What did you start working on? And then within, about 6 or 7 years, you had an opportunity to do something else.
Absolutely.
Talk about what you were doing and how it led up to you purchasing the company.
So when I first came to work for George, we were really still in new business prospecting mode. George had sold his previous agency and his non-compete had expired. And so he was really out there reaching out to past clients and trying to drum up business.
So he was starting from scratch, and he happened to see what you put in the margins for the other client.
That, and yeah, again, and just putting the presentation together, working on the sales pitch. And so, I mean, my job coming to work at Michael and Partners was anything and everything that had to be done, you know, that was my job. Eventually, as we started to grow, there started to be some delineation, and I officially was the creative director of Michael and Partners, then I was promoted to vice president, and then eventually president. Probably in about 2002, early 2003, George decided that he was wanting to go into retirement. And we had some other opportunities on the table as it related to some M&A activity, but George approached me one day and he said, Heather, why don't you start your own agency and buy me out? And at the time, I had just gone through a divorce. I was a single mom with two kids, had terrible credit. And I was like, what is this man thinking? I don't have millions of dollars sitting in the bank. I could never go out and probably secure a loan right now. And he was like, don't worry about it. We're going to work it out. So I hired an attorney, started a new entity, and then we started going down the process of the buyout. So, and just what an incredible gift he gave me. We were able to work out some terms that that actually worked for me. So,
well, you obviously couldn't think about the fact you couldn't do it. You were focused on what you could do.
Absolutely.
Which caused you to make that happen. You started there in 1998. This is even before the dot-com boom.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody had a website, much less an email address at that point.
Correct.
This is now 2017, so we're looking at, almost 19 years ago.
Correct.
What has changed?
Oh my gosh, so many things have changed as far as, how we do business from a technology perspective.
There really wasn't a social media division.
There was no social media division.
Nobody really made web pages back then. Or very few.
Yes. If you made a web page, it was in PageMaker and Dreamweaver. Back to those days when I was designing in those programs, my developers would, say shame on me now with the things that they do. But so many things have changed, again, from a technology perspective and the tools that we have at our disposal. But what I don't think has changed is just the art of client service. And when you're a professional services organization, our job is to make our clients look good. It is our job to find out what is their purpose, what are their challenges, and we have to answer that call to help them find, the right marketing and sales and communications paths to go down for them to reach their goals and objectives.
So really, the only thing that's changed is the vehicles to
Absolutely.
Help you do that.
I would agree.
So you're doing the same thing you were doing then.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things I will always be grateful to George for is that, he had such a high level of integrity with the way that he interacted with our clients, just the rapport that he established with them, the incredible relationships with him, and, just watching him interact with clients. Nothing in a book could ever prepare you for that. It was just incredible. He's incredible.
Integrity is one of the words in your culture here. And I mentioned at the beginning, which is growth, charity, integrity, and balance. Is that who HCK2 Partners is?
Oh, absolutely. Through and through. We always say if we're going to, have this opportunity to partner with a client, if we don't bring a high level of integrity to everything that we do, from, you know, just the tactical execution to, you know, every, even from like a billing perspective, having transparency in billing. Again, if we don't have an open, honest, authentic relationship, we're never going to have success. And so, you know, we are incredibly grateful as an agency to have probably a dozen clients who have been with us for over a decade, some of them, you know, approaching two decades. And we would never be able to do that if we did not continuously operate with a high level of integrity.
Well, there's a five-letter word that tells me what you're doing. That's the word trust. They would not have stayed with you if they didn't trust you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, the other question, and you might have answered that as I talked about growth, charity, integrity, and balance, is what makes HCK2 Partners different from other PR firms, media firms, web design firms?
Well, I mean, I definitely think that it's the people that make a huge difference in how we're, you know, just approaching clients and approaching business challenges that our clients are facing. We have a pretty extreme vetting process when it comes to identifying, you know, the best of the best when it comes to talent and their particular area of expertise. But all of that is really influenced by the culture of HCK2. And the individuals that work here, if they don't appreciate and thrive in a business environment where culture is really important to them, I don't think that they would be able to perform the way that they do. So, you know, probably one of my, well, I love all of our core values, but, you know, growth. People that understand that there's always something else to learn are the kind of people that thrive at HCK2 Partners. So we offer some formalized education programs. We actually have a program called HCK2U. 4 times a year, the entire agency gets together for about a half day. We bring in guest speakers. Some of them certainly, you know, could be categorized in the communications field, but other of them are just like random topics that we just want to enlighten, you know, the team on. We've had everything from, you know, like communications experts as it relates to style and style that you see out, you know, from a global perspective, to a woman that came in and talked to us about when you're sitting down at a business luncheon, these are the forks that you should use, and this is where your spoons and knives should go. And I can tell you, we all failed that test off the gate. But so it's a really incredible program. And then I give every employee $1,000 a year for continuing education. And so they can certainly take coursework, attend webinars, is something that is related to their field, or they can do something completely out of that. Our other two core values, balance, is certainly just, you know, there's so many people who have come to work at our agency who have been at larger agencies, and you get a lot of that sweatshop mentality out of there. You know, people are just like, how much work can I get out of this person, you know, until I just, you know, if they're a number, I kick them out the door and I'll get somebody else in. That's not the kind of environment that we want here. I want for people to be able to go home and, you know, be with their families, be with their children, you know, just decompress a little bit. You know, I'm very, very proud to say we very rarely have people working late nights. And I can only think of a handful of times in 20 years we've had to work on the weekend. And that's, quite frankly, that's not, it's kind of unheard of in the agency realm. And then charity, something that's just incredibly close to my heart. Making sure that we have the opportunity to work with nonprofits in our own community, and making sure that we find opportunities to volunteer and give back to a community that's given so much to us as an agency, is just, I don't think I would be doing what I was doing if we did not have the opportunity to do that. It warms my heart, and the individuals in our company, that's something that means a lot to them. And I think that's a lot of the reason they're attracted to HCK2.
Then as you're dealing with potential clients that you don't have yet, my guess is that it's even with the current clients, you're acting more as a consultancy. You're a consultant to them prior to doing any work for them to help them find out maybe what they don't know.
Absolutely. You know, with the different size clients that we work with and the different challenges that each of their businesses pose, you know, we have to be very flexible, and we have to be agile and scalable to their needs. And so a huge part of our process when we start to work with a new client is, you know, just really deep dive discovery, you know, spending time researching, you know, their business, their competitive landscape, you know, just talking about different business challenges across the organization, because some of those end up funneling into sales and marketing. So it's definitely something that's a little bit different with our process. I mean, we don't just, you know, sign a contract one day and just go and, you know, extend a bunch of tactics. It's really about, again, like you said, consulting with them and discovering what they're, what's the underlying challenges that they're dealing with and coming back with custom programs that serve those needs.
We're speaking with Heather Capps. Heather is CEO, president, founder of ACK2 Partners, but let's say you never ended up here running this public relations media firm. What would you be doing? Because there's two things I know about that you love more than anything else, and I mentioned them at the very top of the show. One is the fact that you don't wear gloves when you're gardening. You might get like getting into the dirt. And you also love four-legged creatures.
I do. I definitely think if I did not go down this particular path that I would have been a landscape architect.
Again, the creativity. You can look at that landscape and see what the potential is.
Absolutely. I just, and like you said, even though many people have been very kind and purchased me very nice gardening gloves over the year, there is just something about having my hands in the earth, and I don't know, I'm a tree hugger at heart, so I love being out in nature. I love, you know, watching plants thrive. I know it sounds kind of silly, but it truly brings joy to my heart. So I would definitely be a landscape architect.
But you're probably doing a little bit of that right now anyway in your free time.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, very much so. It is, I mean, my husband always jokes because probably one of the first things, especially like in the spring and fall, I mean, I could be in, you know, pantyhose and high heels and have, you know, dress jewelry on, but I will literally walk out my back door in my heels, get out my hose, get out my shears, and I'm, you know, pruning my plants and watering my flowers in full dress garb. But I don't, it's the best decompression for me at the end of the day.
And you're probably surrounded by some other critters too.
Not enough. I wish that I could have more. I love what I do very much, and it gives me, like I said, just incredible joy getting out of bed every morning and getting to be here at my agency with my incredible team. But at some point, I know that what's calling me is charity and being able to give back 40, 60, 80 hours a week. And my hope when I retire is that I am going to open up a doggy rescue organization. So rescuing animals, just being surrounded by any furry creatures is something that, you know, just drives me as a person. And, you know, I've volunteered with different rescue organizations. You know, I support them obviously financially as much as I can, but I just don't feel like I've ever done enough. So ultimately, I would love to buy a big piece of land and just be able to rescue dogs full time.
Well, Heather is very serious about that because in the years I've been in business, I have never walked into an office where on the reception desk was a bowl with dog biscuits in it. So obviously you are dog friendly.
We are.
You're at ACK2 Partners.
Now, our landlord does not know.
May not be.
We're dog friendly. But yes, there are a ton of dog lovers at HCK2 and a few cat lovers as well. We do not discriminate against the felines. But yes, we let people bring dogs into work.
Well, tell everybody how our listeners can get a hold of you and HCK2 Partners.
Well, if anyone out there is interested in learning more about HCK2 Partners, would love if you would go to our website. That is hckk2.com. And our main office line is area code 972-716-0500.
And that is also on our website. We just spoke with Heather Capps, founder, CEO, and president of HCK2 Partners. Thank you, Heather, for being on the show and for being a playmaker.
It is my pleasure. Thanks again for having me.
Thanks also to our listeners for joining us. You can also join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.